great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
It is back to school time in the Richland School District, and the teachers are already back at it. And the students will be coming up next week on September 2nd on Tuesday. But joining us in the studio today, Director of Marketing and Communications for the Richland School District, Kerry Stoltz, and also Pastor Dan Luig of Bethlehem Lutheran Academy is here to talk about some of the events that they have going on. But Kerry, here we go. How can it be possible?
Right? Here we go. Off to a great start. Teachers, as you mentioned, the teachers have been in the building. The new staff came back on Friday, so they had a day. And the rest of the staff came back on Monday. They're actually in service right now at a technology boot camp. And they're off to the races, working in their rooms, getting all prepared and ready to go and ready to welcome our students on the 2nd.
You had a chance to address the staff this morning, I understand.
I did. Hopefully it went okay. We were talking about especially how we can invite the community to events that we have going on, how they can follow our social media pages and find out some more about the great things that are happening in the school, and how the teachers can let me know about those great things too, because I'm a lot of places, but I can't be everywhere. So we like to highlight the athletics and the activities and the classroom activities and all the great stuff that's happening in our schools.
You talked about a technology boot camp. So that sounds like, you know, kind of grueling. Do you put them through like...
It should be pretty less physical labor than
running the mouse.
Yeah, right. Yes, we have mouse running and mostly just some of the new tools that are there. Trisha Lewis is our integration something is her title, and she's running some of that. Kendi is the she's over at the primary school, their technology officer, and then Eric and Josh are at the high school, and they're all kind of running little programs for the teachers to work on certain technologies and things that they have new resources this year to get the year going.
There's always upgrades and, you know, software changes and things like that, I'm sure.
Always a new tool, always something fun. Trisha especially is great at finding these new tools and things that teachers can implement to help them with their lessons and student planning and all sorts of different things.
So. Well, tell me about Thursday night, Kerry. That's a big night for the district.
It is. It's coming right up. Tomorrow night is back to school night. So from 4 to 6, all the buildings will be open. The younger students are welcome to bring their school supplies to their room. All the teachers will be in there so they can meet their teacher, walk around the building. New students, especially if you're headed to a different school or new to the district, it's a great opportunity to get in the building, get familiar, and maybe just a pinch of that back to school, summer's really over, here we go sort of thing, for the kids and the teachers to meet the staff and see the buildings and just get an opportunity to be there and hopefully maybe a plug to get on your schedule again. So those bedtimes are going to be important, getting up again, not sleeping till noon. Kids, my kids especially. let's get on track here.
You had the super check-in earlier this month, I guess. This is a little bit different than what you did then. That was more for pictures and...
Definitely, yep. That was enrollments, if they needed to happen. Pictures, picking up calendars and schedules and that kind of thing. This is more to tour the building and drop off supplies for the littles. More of an opportunity to kind of... Here it is. Those were all at the high school. So the primary and intermediate schools are open for the littles to meet their teacher and get into their classrooms and see all that. So, yep.
If by some circumstance a student isn't enrolled, it's a good time to get that done tomorrow night too, isn't
it? For sure. Definitely. Anytime if somebody needs to register or enroll, if you know of someone who will be, you know, maybe moving to the district soon or is looking at the district, or, you know, is a recent arrival, and you can reach out to them and let them know we're accepting enrollments always and happy to help in any way we can get those kiddos in for the first day of school or as soon as possible. So.
Yeah, that's a big night tomorrow night, and certainly you've got a chance to talk to the staff, as mentioned. I don't know if they're as excited as the students, but I think students may deny it, but I think most all of them are pretty excited about coming back, aren't they?
I think so. I hope so. It's going to be a great year. We're really looking forward to it. It'll be my first first day of school for in a while, a long while, but but it's a really exciting time. Even with just the staff back in the building, it's great to have that kind of energy back in the building. Not that there's not energy in the district office, but a little more once we get some teachers there. And I know they've all been working on their classrooms and are, you know, they probably have those first day jitters a little bit too, but excited to see the kids come in and excited to get the year rolling.
And speaking of rolling, that's a good transition to talk about busing.
Yeah.
And that, a reminder to the public, the buses are going to be rolling, especially next Tuesday.
Buses are coming in. So Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday next week are full days of school. That's kind of different. The next Wednesdays will all be early release. But Tuesday and Wednesday especially, those buses will be running their new routes with new kiddos. So just for the general public, heads up and pack your patience. There might be some delays. And if you're at a bus stop and you're a parent waiting, again, pack your patience. They've run the routes, they've done the dry runs, all that stuff. But, you know, if you usually give 5 minutes on either side, maybe 10 on those first few days as we get some kids acclimated and kind of everyone learns where they're going and where their stop is and how they're getting there. And maybe there's a couple longer goodbyes than there will be normally during the school year. So yes, just a heads up for drivers. The big yellow buses are coming. They're coming.
Right. And take it a little slow in some of those areas because the August and early September fog sometimes, you know, it's a real deal. It was foggy this morning too.
It's been awful. I was rolling in. The football team had to practice early because it was so hot the last couple days. And I'm rolling into the school and you can't see them even on the field until you're right there. They were images coming from the fog. So yes, extra care, extra patience, extra time, maybe a little bit as we get our kiddos into those buses and into the buildings and around the schools too. There'll be parents dropping off for the first time, maybe don't know exactly where they're going, that kind of thing. If you happen to be driving or live around the primary and intermediate schools specifically, might be worth a little, just a couple extra minutes to make sure you give yourself some time there.
Yeah, after a day or so, it's a well-oiled machine,
yes,
isn't it?
It takes a couple days, for sure.
But I've noticed that, you know, it's kind of like the parents know exactly where to go in line and, the buses are there and, so.
It goes quickly, but you've got those newbies in there and we want to make sure they feel welcomed and know where they're going. And the veterans, I'm sure, will help out, but it'll take a day or two, but should be quick.
We were talking about this last year. It was kind of a new thing, but Bethlehem Lutheran Academy and the tie-in with the Richland District, Carrie, that's a great thing, isn't it?
Yeah. So it was new to me this year. I didn't really understand what was going on, but other districts in the state and probably the country have kind of piloted these programs with community 4Ks, and Bethlehem Lutheran was a great match for us because they're in the old Rockbridge school. So there was already kind of a district presence, if you will, in the area. And so being able to offer an additional 4K program in addition to the one that the primary school was really a great fit for us. And I know that we've got, kind of our youngest learners who are, some of them are eager to get into the school building. Some maybe are just thinking about school. Maybe you it didn't really cross your mind that, hey, my kid is old enough to go to 4K. So both the programs are still taking enrollees if you are thinking about it, or have questions or want to explore, come take a tour, all those things. More than welcome. Phil, you said it, those kids grow up so fast and sometimes we don't realize that, hey, they actually are ready to go to a 4K program. So thought we would have Pastor Dan come on and kind of talk about the community 4K and how it meshes in with the Richland School District and why it's such an exciting program for us.
Yeah. Good morning, Pastor Dan.
It is a good morning. You mentioned before, I think I'm more excited for the school year than my wife is for that. The teachers, they're getting there too, right? So as students are getting excited for the new year, new chapters, teachers are doing the same. She doesn't, she's an early bird anyways, so there's not as much of that type of transition. So we're getting excited for the upcoming year.
I just checked out Bethlehem Lutheran on Facebook, and there was a picture of you on there, and you were putting together some new things, like for the STEM. And I'm wondering, because I know it tests my patience, does it test a pastor's patience to put those things together or not?
You know, I have... I think there's a certain amount of Germans have the word Schadenfreude, meaning taking pleasure in someone else's pain. Bad joy is what it translates into. I think whoever puts together instruction manuals have a high level of Schadenfreude. I think that's how I would describe it.
I would agree. So you're getting all set for the kiddos, and really it's a year-round thing at Bethlehem Lutheran, but the school year, does that bring you a few more children too?
Yeah, I mentioned everyone getting excited and getting ready for the school year within it. A special shout-out to a teacher, spouses, significant others that are in those rooms prepping with them. They're the ones that are putting the things together, helping load and unload. So it is a full family effort for that. So anyone that's part of that, this is now year, I think, 15 or 16 for me as part of that type of thing. So in getting ready for a school year, it's always fun to see that. So that picture had me putting together some things, or there was another one sitting out on a table. It was a beautiful day before the heat came and waiting for a delivery that was coming through. So it's been a bit of the behind-the-scenes stuff taking place to get ready for the upcoming school year. But we're getting excited for things to restart. Yeah, it's a year-round program for what Bethlehem Lutheran Academy does. So we still have the summer part of things and offering more camp mode. So still education taking place, just doing more kind of camp style. But now we're transitioning into next week, everything kicking off and getting ready for the more of the full school routine and schedule and getting ready for that side of things.
As Carrie mentioned, there's still time to enroll if somebody wants to come out and check things out.
Yeah, there's time for a tour, especially since there's a lot of new things taking place, a lot of new additions to that. So our facility and space looks even dramatically different now than it did a year ago. We've expanded some of the educational offerings and opportunities that can be of interest for potential enrollment. We're offering, for the first time this fall, a nature preschool. As part of that, so a nature element to the community 4K, being able to utilize, again, 13 acres of space. I mean, the former Rockbridge School had, there used to be more of a nature program up on the hill behind it. That worked great for an elementary age, not as much for threes and fours. So now we've tailored it to have something that's designed for that age group. So to have a full nature trail that's available, three outdoor classrooms for being able to learn, including up there on the hill within it, a chance to learn about nature in nature. Do other learning while being outside, and all the social emotional benefits and being able to enjoy that. We're excited for that being new this year, and for folks to be able to utilize that. So we have enrollment opportunities still available for the upcoming school year.
So how important is it for these young ones to get out and learn about nature?
You know, it's all this is part of our agricultural heritage and a regional backdrop, right? We live in the beautiful rolling hills and driftless area, and this gives an opportunity to enjoy what's already naturally here. What is our area known for? What is its biggest strength? You know, I always say location, 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 right? And this is just a way to magnify it and connect with educational opportunities, both learning about the things that are naturally grown in this area, a chance to explore and learn some of those things, as well as just getting outside, getting good movement, good healthy elements to all of that, and learning about different things. There's going to be literacy enrichment and other types of learning that'll be taking place, utilizing that as we go as well. So especially for this age group, but every age group, it's good just to get outside, get some fresh air, and learn about the world around you.
And you'll be doing that during the winter, too, as well?
Yeah, year-round. Last year's the first time we started with it. There's a perfect sledding hill that's right on site. And so they had a blast with that as part of their recess last year. So a chance to utilize every season within it, and a chance to see nature and its different backdrops and what it offers in each season of the year.
So you are offering the 4K this year? And then also some after-school things as well, Dan?
Yeah, so we first part, in connection with the community 4K, Steve Ward is the one that talks about being a district of choices, right? Mm-hmm. And this kind of fits perfectly into that theme and concept that parents are, it's not a one-size-fits-all anymore, right? There's different things that better fit families in different ways. The traditional brick and mortar and things there are all always going to be there. But for those that maybe need 5 days a week versus two, right? This is something that the Community 4K offers. Or if you're looking for wraparound care to go along with it all in one site, so you don't have to be bussed back and forth or to different places, everything taking place there, it offers that. A chance to get out more into to nature with a nature preschool or some of the STEM things that we offer. It's just a chance to try to meet parents and their needs where they're at, and providing those educational opportunities. So for the district to offer traditional 4K and community 4K just provides those different opportunities to best meet parents and children where they're at.
I know people were thrilled to have students back after about, a 20-year absence in that facility.
Yeah, it's nice to restore it back to what it was original purpose was, right? As a building designed for kids, and to be able to bring that back. And district buses last year, last September, pulling up for the first time in 20 years was a really neat a thing to see. And now just tailoring it to threes and fours and able to assist with part of that childcare desert, meeting that need for working families and providing a high quality education all at the same time. It's nice to see that fully coming back, and I'm close to taking the hard hat off, getting really excited for that. We just finished up the sidewalk project and some additional excavation with the nature trail and things that went on there. Blacktop next week. And finally, when those things are done, can I kind of I'm able to cross things off list versus adding things to list. It's a new and foreign territory, and I welcome it.
And kids at that age, 3 and 4 too, they're all at different levels, aren't they?
Yeah, it's. I think I've enjoyed it more. That's been Amanda, our director and lead teacher, that's her wheelhouse. That's where she's resided in the last 15 years of her educational career. I've had a chance to be a part of that more in the last 3 years, being connected with this and seeing more of the hands-on learning and where children are in their stages and ranges of development is all across the board. And I think that's the part. I think there's a growing understanding of the need for preschool education, that at this age, it's not just childcare, it's education, and helping them with those from fine motor skills and gross motor skills to a letter recognition and all the things that go into the initial, like learning to learn, learning educational stamina. We don't think of some of those things that all of a sudden they turn 5 and head to like a primary school, for example. You know, they have to be able to sit for a certain amount of time. They have to be able to last from the all day. All right. How do you get prepared for that? How are you equipped for that? How can little minds start getting ready and developed and reach that stamina? So this way they can also have more attention on the lessons and things taking place. All that comes from preparations before it, right? That makes you, puts you in the best possible position to be ready for day one success. And so that's the focus that we have over at Bethlehem Lutheran Academy with our preschool. Also wanting to connect with Community 4K in that way of being able to help kids be day one ready for full-time kindergarten and the rest of their educational lives that go into that, and trying to help little minds wherever they are in the process, because it's not every child is different in general. We already know that across the board, but especially at that age, their developments are at such different stages. This is a way to meet them where they're at and help them for individualized success themselves.
I know foreign countries, it seems like they were well ahead of us for a long time, but maybe we're starting to catch up a little bit, because I know they were educating their young ones at that age long before we were here in America, it seems.
I've mentioned this before. It's the what was first grade for me in school is kindergarten now. And so as parents think about and they rely on their own personal experiences, especially first-time school-age parents, right? You think of school from what it was for you. And so I don't think every parent always understands or realizes what's changed in education since they were going through those halls themselves. And so of what's expected for children going in, that's where part of that preschool is so important, and getting that 4K or 3K can be of wonderful help and assistance. And yeah, it's something that has been seen around the world, more of awareness and connection to, that we're kind of playing a little bit of catch up. But I think once people start hearing about it or learning about the differences or what's needed from day one kindergarten, you start looking at, okay, well, how can my child be ready for that? And I think we're starting to see more of that emergence and importance of 4K and 3K.
Well, you mentioned your lead teacher, an award-winning teacher. Could you talk about your staff a little bit?
Yeah, Amanda's our lead teacher that runs especially the educational component of our program. Has 15 years of early childhood teaching experience, a master's degree in curriculum and instruction, and was a recipient of the Herb Kohl Award back in 2020 for innovations in early childhood education. So this was this matches her wheelhouse and able to offer that and seamless with helping kids, again, right where they are. While the education focus is there, there's still the recognition that they're three-year-old and four-year-old, right? They're not going to be doing the same academics as and 5K. So how do you help build those minds? Or it takes a lot of patience helping them where they are. And so having someone who's understanding of that age group and knows how to get the most out of them in a way that they're learning and having fun without even realizing they're learning. And so I think that takes a special gift to do, and she definitely has that. Some of our additional staff has just graduated from Southwest Tech with an associate's degree in early childhood education. So we have that education focus throughout our staff.
All right. We have more to talk about here on the morning show, talking about the Richland School District and Bethlehem Lutheran as we get set for the start of school next Tuesday. We'll have more in just a moment. Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, our subject on the morning show today, and the goings-on of the Richland School District. Kerry Stoltz is here in the studio with us today, along with Pastor Dan Lewig. And again, we want to kind of talk a little bit about early release days, Kerry. Yes. They're coming up this year in the district. That's something new, isn't
it? Yeah, so the first week is a little hooey-screwy for everyone, because there's a holiday on Monday, and then Friday will be teacher in-service day, but the kids are off for the fair Friday, but Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are full days of school, no early release. We want to try and get the kids in as much as we can that week, even with it being a little strange, but every Wednesday after that is that hour early release, so just so parents know and have it on their calendars, and it's on the district calendar. There's those days are kind of outlined in orange on the district calendar if parents have that on their desk or something, but it's every Wednesday except for the first one. So just so we all have our calendars put together there as parents. Yeah.
Indeed. And then that's a day when, again, the kids get out early. The staff, they spend a little time with in service at that time then?
The staff actually stays later that day, if you believe it. So they can get those in service hours in. We're doing some professional learning communities this year, which should be a nice transition for our teachers to really be able to learn from each other, learn from teachers who have more experience, maybe started a new teacher academy. So our new teachers took advantage of that on, I think it was Friday. Maybe Monday. And so our beginning teachers with like less than 3 years of experience, they're kind of learning from some more seasoned professionals and getting really some extra tips and tools that they can use even that first week. So.
Lots of new staff this year, it sounds like, Kerry.
Lots of new staff this year. It was great. I was actually in the new staff training on Friday because I'm a new person as well. And it was great to see all the faces in there. We had everyone from our custodial and food service staff there all the way to new administrators and teachers. It was an awesome group, really a lot of fire and great ideas and new energy coming into the building. So excited to have a great mix this year of new teachers and like fresh out of college and new to the district and fresh ideas and also those kind of veteran teachers who can really help with their knowledge and their base of learning and really guide our younger ones. There's a mentorship program happening in the district, which should just be a great way for everyone to learn from each other there. So exciting times to be a teacher in the Richland School District.
You have additional staff in the school within a school setting too, don't
we
you?
We do. Yep, we do. The intermediate school, the primary school, and the high school all have this new concept of the school within a school. I think Steve talked about that a little bit. Just a smaller learning environment for the kiddos who maybe are overwhelmed, especially at the high school. There's 600 kids in the hall right away, you know, when the bell rings. So giving kids, again, like Pastor Dan said, the district of choice, because the district of choice is giving those kids an option for a smaller environment that maybe can be more conducive to the way that they learn best and really meeting our students where they are.
And what about the partner school?
Yeah, that's super exciting. I was actually talking to the teacher there just yesterday. Kim is the lead teacher, and she's excited to get rolling. The enrollment is doubled this year, so they had 12, and this year there's 24 or 25 even. So it's going to be a great year. She's super looking forward to it, looking forward to bringing back. I think they had a couple graduated last year, but bringing back most of their students from last year who can really help the new ones kind of dig in and understand what's going on. And it's such a unique program and so exciting to have our kids really learning the way they want to learn and the way that works best for them. And also, you know, being in the community and doing some learning on offsite and in different environments. And again, meeting our kids where they are, meeting our kids' needs the best we can. And even if those needs are different, not traditional school. So being the district of choice for them, it'll be a great year over there. It's really exciting. She's a dynamic gal for sure. So it's exciting.
Will we see more of the students kind of in that work setting, you know, out in the community now during the school day?
We will. So I think the first kind of times they're in the building kind of getting acclimated to the program and how it works and what's going on there. But yeah, the kids are out. I think it's every afternoon they'll drive themselves, or she has a bus that she takes and drives kind of the younger ones out to their job sites and learning really hands-on and on-site. So it's really exciting program and one that I think was kind of a pilot for the district and worked great so much that we wanted to double it. So and maybe next year too. Who knows?
Maybe. Yeah. Just keep going. I look forward to meeting some of those students. I know we had them on the air last year with us, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And they're all back. I mean, I think they graduated too, but the rest of them all wanted to come back. So.
That's great.
Yeah. Great experience.
And there's a new district translator.
There is. So Kevin Gonzalez is one of our quote unquote new staff. He was back in, he worked in the district last year. He was a Spanish teacher, so some of the kids may have been in his class. He will be teaching a couple classes this year too, but he is also at the district as our translator. So if a Hispanic family would come in and prefers to have kind of a native language experience, we can give Kevin a call. He's got a cell phone and available. He's in the high school all the time, but always ready to travel to other buildings as needed too. So he is just another resource that we can have for our Spanish-speaking families and students to hopefully make their experience that much better and that much more welcoming and that much easier for them and us as we try and get kids in the building and, again, meeting the need where our students and families are.
Yeah, it looks like you have a pretty good group of Spanish-speaking students.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing to watch the... I barely speak English, so it's amazing to see these kids that can do both. And they're really awesome. It's shocking to see kids move from one to the other and be able to do it so seamlessly. And it's a skill for sure. And so the more we can encourage and foster and help our students and parents kind of get acclimated to the place and the environment that they're in and our school district and it's a skill for sure and exciting to see Kevin working and being able to be there for our students and families too.
And the first home football game is coming up this week.
It's coming up. It's Friday.
Yes.
So football Fridays are back. I assume you'll be there.
I will.
Booth. Yeah, they had a great win last week. It's the volleyball team had a scrimmage the other day. There were probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 teams there. And soccer and cross country had to cancel a couple of things this week just because of the heat. But soccer's got an away meet tomorrow in Wisconsin Heights. Cross country, I think, has a tournament coming up Saturday. The volleyball team is gone right now. They're at the Omni Center. So yeah, fall sports are in full swing, and it's exciting. It's a really exciting time to be there. I think a lot of them have fundraisers going on right now, apparel or cards or those things going on. So if you see those kids and want to support them, I'm sure they would love to hear from you as well.
Indeed. Pastor Dan, some big things are coming up. I know last year you were here talking about the first annual car show at Bethlehem Lutheran, and are you going to do that again this year, are you?
Yeah, part of the fall kickoff with that is there as well. So Saturday, September 14th, if I got my date right there, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., we have our second annual Fall Festival and Classic Car Show. That's also in partnership with Jed's Small Engine Repair here in town. And he's the brains behind the operation from the classic car stuff with him. He's already an aficionado and takes care of his own and goes to stuff within it.
Stay tuned for the second half of today's morning show program on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE. Coming up, though, in just a moment, we'll have a look at today's news.
To, I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Get ready for our pre-Labor Day sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center. For a limited time, enjoy free delivery and setup within 30 miles on any outdoor furniture purchase. Plus, save $150 when you buy a king or queen mattress along with an adjustable base. Visit us at 172 South Church Street and take advantage of these incredible deals before they're gone. This is your chance to upgrade your comfort inside and out, only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Sale ends August 30th, so don't wait.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Good morning. It is news time, sponsored by Computer Connections. Why Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities. And by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, or full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you. Also by BL Signs. Watch your business grow with BL Signs and your business sign needs. Well, the forecast called for some rain last night, and we did get that. An inch and 36/100ths all total here at the studios. We head toward a high of 80 later. Right now, we're at 65 degrees.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Former President Donald Trump held a town hall event at a PAC lacrosse center last night. The Republican presidential nominee answered questions on a number of topics, including what Trump sees as the economic consequences of a Kamala Harris presidency.
You know, they destroy you with inflation, and then they want to destroy your Social Security, so it's not going to happen. But this is going to be the most important election in the history of our countries.
Trump's visit to Wisconsin was his first since accepting the GOP's presidential nomination at the National Convention in Milwaukee in July. President Joe Biden visits Wisconsin next week. The White House says that Biden plans to discuss his administration's record on the economy. Biden's visit is planned for next Thursday, but details, including the location of the visit, were not immediately available. The visit marks Biden's first trip to Wisconsin since he ended his reelection bid in late July and endorsed Vice President Harris. The battleground state has become a popular destination on the campaign trail, along with Harris's running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, set to visit Milwaukee on Monday, along with Republican nominee Donald Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance, with visits at times in Wisconsin over the next few days.
The deaths marked the first in the state this year due to the disease. Department of Health Services confirms two deaths, one hospitalization from West Nile virus. DHS disease person Rebecca Osborne says the cases originate out of Outagamie, Fond du Lac, and Brown counties. Osborne says the best thing people can do is try their best to avoid mosquito bites and try to steer clear of areas with standing water. An average of 18 cases of West Nile are reported among Wisconsin residents every year. Well, the Badgers kick off the season tonight. You'll see some big changes at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. The most notable change will be the giant new video display, now the third largest in college sports. There'll also be more places to get food and more restrooms, and you'll be able to have alcohol in the stadium for the first time ever. Players will also enjoy heated turf in the winter to prevent icing on the field. The Dane County Humane Society is getting extra funding to help take care of senior dogs. The shelter will be sharing in $1 million grants from the Gray Muzzle Organization with 100 different groups across the county. The donations will provide more coverage the special care senior dogs typically need, like medication and dental work. Spokesperson Lisa Bernard says she's happy to give more dogs a second chance at a good life. Governor Tony Evers announced Wednesday that he is seeking applications for Grant County Sheriff. The appointment will fill a vacancy being created by Sheriff Nate Druckmann's resignation, effective September 30th. The new sheriff will serve for the remainder of the unexpired term that ends January of 2027. To apply, please complete the Register of Deeds, Coroner, and Sheriff application form that can be found on the Apply to Serve page on Governor Evers' website. At evers.wi.gov. Applications must be submitted by 5 p.m. Friday, September 13th. Applicants with questions about the sheriff's election process may contact the Governor's Office of Legal Counsel at govsheriffappointments@wisconsin.gov or call 608-266-1212. The Long Island Driveway off Wisconsin 130-133 will be closed permanently next week. The contractor will be occupying the driveway to construct a temporary rock causeway across the South Channel that will be used as access for removing the old truss bridge this fall and winter in Lone Rock. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds hunters that the 2024 early goose season opens Sunday. The early hunting opportunity is available. Hunters throughout the state will run through September 15th with that season. The early goose season has an increased daily bag limit of 5 Canada geese and is uniformly regulated across Wisconsin. The early season targets Wisconsin's resident goose population before the fall migration passes through the state. The 2024 population estimate for Wisconsin breeding Canada goose is nearly 155,000, over 40% higher than the long-term average. While afield, goose hunters must carry either an electronic or physical copy of their Canada goose harvest permit and license at all time. Acceptable methods of proof include a paper copy, a DNR-approved PDF displayed on a mobile device, a Wisconsin driver's license, or a Go Wild conservation card. More information on goose hunting in Wisconsin, including how to find places to hunt and regulations, can be found on the DNR's waterfowl hunting webpage. And Amazon will be using local builders to create its new warehouse in Cottage Grove. According to the Cap Times, state and local leaders were pushing for the giant to be using local contractors and companies. The distribution center will be at the corner of highways Double T and N. It'll be 3.4 million square feet and is expected to create 1,500 jobs. They're set to break ground next month.
It's internet for everyone from Why Connect Wireless. Why Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless?
Some scattered light rain this morning and a high of 80. Later, clear areas of fog possible tonight. Saturday, sunny, breezy, and warm, a high of 83. Saturday night, clear and nice, a low of 58. Sunday, mainly sunny, breezy, and cooler, and a high of 74. And extending that weekend to Labor Day Monday, sunny and pleasant, and a high of 73. Right now in Richland Center, we've had some rain, an inch and 36 one-hundredths. That rain began around 11:30 in our area last night. Some rain and traces of rain going on this morning as well. We have an east-northeast wind at 5 miles per hour, and it's 65 degrees.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
November 21st, 2021, the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, a holiday celebration turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed six, including an eight-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act, because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Good morning from WRCO Radio. It is sports time, sponsored by Mr. G's Downtown Viroqua and in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your local source for clothes, boots, shoes, and for everything in style you need for work and play, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, some notes on sports, and the high school football season moves into week number two. The Brewers had an impressive win yesterday. Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Shoes, Mr. G's.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. The Richland Center soccer team opened its season with a 2-1 loss at Wisconsin Heights Barneveld. Coach Tom Stadler said the team showed good leadership from Carter Nelson, Ethan Gauld, and Mason Jelenic. The Hornets' next match will be against the alumni legends tomorrow at 11 at Richland Center High School. The Richland Center volleyball team went into yesterday 4-0 after sweeping their opponents on Wednesday. Thursday, they battled host Onalaska and lost for the first time in the tournament. They played Stratford in the second match of the day after winning the first set 25-19. They then lost 25-20 and 15-7. Tournaments this weekend, including Riverdale, is at the Just a Game Fieldhouse today and tomorrow for an invitational, and River Valley is on the way to the ELU Stout in Menominee Volleyball Sprawl, which goes on today and tomorrow. Weston topped Cooley Christian 3-0 last night. Vivian Spencer led the Silver Eagles with 12 aces. Valerie Bauer with 16 assists. And Lexi Rockweiler had 5 kills. The Silver Eagles will play again on Tuesday against DeSoto and Seneca. Football last night, Lake Mills 21-14 over Marshall. Melrose Mindoro pulled the shutout over Nisida, 49-0 the final score. Games going on tonight, Richland Center will be at home for its second non-conference game of the year against Potosi Cassville. Coach Andy Troxell talked about the prospect of going 2-0.
That'd be amazing, you know, to start like that. But we know, and we've been telling our boys the whole time that, I mean, Tomo was a signature win, but that's a win that doesn't matter until we get to the end of the season. We start talking about after the regular season. So now it's back to work. And so they've been very focused on and what we're going to see on Friday night. So we take it, you know, one play, one series, one quarter at a time, and hopefully at the end of the day, we just have one more point than they do.
Waseca Steuben Seneca will play at Ithaca. I asked co-head coach Kyle Kelly about playing their opponent outside the league.
Yeah, it's kind of different playing them non-conference, but we've played them so many different times that it's going to feel like a conference game. They're big, strong, and physical, so this should be a really good game Friday, I hope, if we do everything right. But I think it's going to be a good contest on both sides.
River Valley hits the road. They'll be playing Wisconsin Dells at the relatively new Wisconsin Dells football stadium. Here's co-head coach Dan Makovic.
We played there a couple years ago. Our first year, Chad and I as head coaches played there, and it's beautiful. You're on the sideline looking at the entire stand, and all of it's over there, just like a couple of our conference opponents have the same setup. And the turf field is absolutely beautiful. So we're really looking forward to getting there and playing at the Dells. It's a great venue.
Riverdale plays at Hillsboro after battling through some injuries in the loss to Ithaca last week.
A lot of our seniors and a lot of our leaders that we talked are really stepped up in terms of getting everyone to compete together in every play through the whistle, stuff like that. So even though we had a lot of adversity, never want to see injuries, things like that, our guys did a great job of continuing to compete throughout the game.
That was Coach Lucas Phelps of Riverdale. Boscobel plays at Southwest. East Dubuque tonight, Iowa Grant at Dodgeville, River Ridge at Fenimore, and Platteville at Mineral Point among the area games. It was the Brewers staying hot by winning a home series with San Francisco 6-0 yesterday's win. Starter Aaron Civale went the first seven innings, then got scoreless relief from Aaron Ashby to complete a two-hitter. Ashby says it's good to be helping the team again.
It's been a grind getting back to where I'm at now, and honestly just really thankful. There was some highs and lows over the last year and a half plus. But yeah, it feels good to go out there and help the team win.
Milwaukee starts a four-game weekend series with a doubleheader at Cincinnati. Colin Ray is the announced starting pitcher for the opener. First pitch time today at 11:40 on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. And then tonight we'll be on the air with Badger football for the first time this year. The Wisconsin football program has added a high-profile senior advisor to head coach Luke Fickell. Former NFL coach Jack Del Rio will be working with both the offense and the defense. The Badgers kick off the season at home against Western Michigan this evening. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
100.9 WRCE.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free. You may wonder how I can promise you now, this love that I feel for you always will be. Well, you're not just time that I'm killing. I'm no longer one of those guys. As sure as I live, this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die. Takes his toll on the bar.
listen to how this song ends. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, amen. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever, forever and ever,
that you walked into that bar that night under those neon lights. From the moment that you touched me, I was hoping that you'd love me forever and ever for all time. Didn't know that I'd been so blind, but you opened my eyes.
Chris Young on WRCO Radio on this Red Shirt Friday. I'm wearing my red shirt. I try to remember that, unless it's in the wash from the previous Friday. But every Friday, people come together to appreciate the sacrifice of our veterans. RED, an acronym that originally stands for Remember Everyone Deployed. So there you go. We'll see whether old Hank is wearing his red shirt today or whether it's in the wash in just a little bit. Inquiring minds want to know. We'll have regular features for you throughout the morning here on WRCO Radio. Waking up with a little rain out there. You know, and I have to admit that I schlepped through it. This morning I got up and looked at the rain gauge and I'm thinking, is that right? That's not dust accumulated. It's been a while since we've had anything to share in the rain gauge. But nope, certainly there was water involved. Still some scattered showers going on this morning as well in some areas.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance. Just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you.
Celebrate new beginnings with Syme Funeral Home's grand reopening and Reedstown Labor Day weekend. Join us on Saturday, August 31st, Sunday, September 1st, and Monday, September 2nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy light refreshments, friendly conversation, and take a tour of our beautifully remodeled facility. It's the perfect opportunity to meet our compassionate team and see the thoughtful upgrades we've made. We look forward to welcoming you.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is open. Stop by for the area's best new crop apples, Honey Crisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Also, the bakery is open with fresh apple cider donuts, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, turnovers. The fall mums are in. Discount Tuesdays are back with 10% off all apple purchases. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
We'll update you on the news coming up at the top of the hour here on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE. Here's Mark Chestnut.
Don't get me wrong, I'm doing all right. Can't you see I'm okay? I'm not at home all alone every night. I'm out there dancing on.
Time can fly like
who has been on the mend, Mark Chestnut, who not too long ago went through some life-saving surgery, a life-saving heart surgery, and his announcement came yesterday that he'll be back on the road. In fact, next week. This is WRCO-FM in Richland Center, WRCE AM 1450 and FM 107.7 in Richland Center. It is 7 o'clock, and an update.